Hello, everybody. My name is David Guerra, and I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. The Walking Leader is the first book in a trilogy in three books that I'm doing. The first book, well, obviously, is The Walking Leader. The second book is Great to Follow, and closing out the trilogy is We the Team. Now, it has a theme to it, and it's basically what it's all about is that you as a leader have achieved this position within your organization as being recognized as a leader. And to be a good leader, we've all been told numerous times that the only way to be a successful leader is to get out there and walk around the organization, get and meet to know people, get to know them, meet them, greet them, say hello to them, shake their hands, and go from there. And you become better because you're meeting people. You're not just behind your desk, which then says you're just a manager. So, The Walking Leader is the 20 rules to get you out from behind your desk, and you can take them anywhere you want to within the organization. See, when I first wrote The Walking Leader, I started looking around. Prior to that, I had heard about walking around and taking care of business and BWA and doing what you need to do and what has to get done to be a leader and a successful leader, and we knew that. And there were no rules. I questioned it one day. I was like, well, what should we be doing? Is there the right thing? What's the wrong thing? Are we doing this right? Are we going down the wrong path? Should we be going right instead of left? And, there was no answers. There was no rules. It was just kind of like, good luck, you're on your own. You know what to do. Go do it. And that's not a good thing. So, putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, I did a little research, found the top 20 rules, and there's more, but I came up with 20 and put them all into this book, nice little handy book, and carry it in your pocket, read it at your desk, read it on the subway, read it on the bus, read it during lunch, read it after work, not while driving, but be on the lookout for the audiobook, but maybe not. But that's beside the point. Or you know what? Now I've started this podcast series. You can listen to the podcast series because what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down all the 20 rules in The Walking Leader and the other 20 rules in each of the next two following books that comprise of The Walking Leader series. So we're going to have some fun. So at least there's going to be at least 60 episodes. So I hope you enjoy it. And we're going to dive right in to what we have to offer, what I'm offering for you. As I mentioned, the other books, the Walking Leader, well, it's for the leader, the manager, the individual that wants to enhance their career and make sure that they're doing the right things that they need to be doing. The second book, Great to Follow, it should be out in summer 2014. And that is, it's to be a better follower and an even fantastic or a great leader. And that's really what the second book's about. And the third book, We the Team, well, it's real simple. We now know about being the walking leader and being a better follower. But now we're all part of a team. So again, we're going to address the 20 rules to be the most outstanding team in your organization. And so that's what that's all about. And that'll be coming down, I want to say, in 2015, about summer of 2015. So that's it in a nutshell. That's kind of what this is all about. So without further delay, we're going to dive right into rule number one, do it to everyone. Rule number one, do it to everyone. When I was starting out to do what would become the walking leader, there were some employees that I just could not see. They would be working the overnight shift from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and I was a regular 8 to 5. The state agency that I worked for at the time, when I first started coming up with this idea, had 24/7 operations, so it means that they never closed. But it also meant that there were four shifts throughout the day. I got to regularly see the individuals on a 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift, and the 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. shift, and as well as the others that were in the 8 to 5 crowd. To be true to what my intention was, to reach everyone within the organization, I adjusted my work schedule to ensure that I was able to see everyone in the organization, including the overnight shift. As a department head, though, I had the flexibility to do the schedule change occasionally and consistently. That meant that I was in a position that I could address any issues that arose with the overnight staff, because again, I was an IT department manager, and I was the lead in the IT department and for my location. And because there was 24/7 operations, there were some individuals that had problems overnight and they needed to get addressed. And I was not prepared to address them after I got home after 5. They'd have to wait until some other time. So I made sure that I was scheduling an overnight visit, an overnight or staying late, and maybe the 2 to 10, coming in at 2, leaving at 10. Or, you know what, just coming in on my own and say I'll be available from this time, or coming in real, real early, say like 5 in the morning, as they're starting to wind down their shift, take care of some issues. And that allowed me to start becoming more visible with the individuals that were already working that overnight shift. So the first rule will always be the golden rule, and that's do it to everyone. That's the first rule, or don't do it at all. Now, you are a leader of many, not a leader of one select group of people. No matter whether you supervise the people you walk around and see or not, if you identify yourself as someone in charge of a select group of people, well, you are defined as a manager or supervisor, not a leader. Anyone can manage people, but not everyone can lead. As for supervising, well, like, that's for a different time. We're not going to talk about supervising people. That's a different podcast, that's a different author, that's a whole different other place. Walking around the entire organization ensures that you, as a leader, do not appear to be playing favorites by spending time only with your department or group. Of course, those in your department or group will always be your primary concern and should get priority treatment. But when you step outside your area of responsibility, things tend to get to change focus and priority. And then that's understandable. So use caution when you are out and about. And as we have all too often seen, nothing can ruin a leader's credibility and reputation more quickly than being perceived as playing favorites among those she supervises and those she does not. On the other hand, your subordinates will not feel that they are being picked on, because they will see that you are doing it to everyone and not only in your department's or section's area of operation. When you venture outside your department, be careful that outsiders see you as not just trying to work the room, quote unquote. That don't do that. But as being genuine and authentic. Failing to do this will certainly lead to more problems than resolutions. Initially, some people will be curious as to why you seem to be everywhere. That's natural. There's absolutely nothing wrong with getting what appears to be the quote unquote third degree from your subordinates and your peers, supervisors, and other interested parties. However, stay the course. Behave the same way with everyone will limit the third degree, and you might just get maybe the first and second degree. If people still press you about what you're doing, your response should be straight to the point. You're simply walking around and getting to know the coworkers, the operations of the organization, and you most certainly are not going to be lying. I mean, eventually, as this habit of walking around develops, the curiosity and intrepidation around your presence will be replaced by the expectation of seeing you walking around. At this point, you will have been accepted, and the expectation of your walking around to the organization has now become part of your organization's culture. If you are one of the first individuals in your organization to walk around and you have reached the level where people expect to see you doing it, then it's time to start recruiting others to do their own walking around, to become the organization's next walking leader. It might be easier than you think to get others involved in venturing out into the front lines to see how the war is going. They'll know how the war is going firsthand because they will be out there where the bullets are flying. They will see and feel the heat, sweat, and emotions that are part of the day-to-day operations of the organization on all fronts. Now, we're talking the mail room, we're talking the receptionist, we're talking the accounts receivable, accounts payable, the records clerk, everybody, anybody in the C-suite, down to the front door, the front lobby. You'll get to see what that's all about. They will see what's real and be able to solidly compare that to the facts and figures that are presented in cold, sanitized emails and projected on screens during those PowerPoint-fueled monthly status meetings. Get out there, do it, get visible, be seen, and then eventually start recruiting others, because their own curiosity is going to pique their curiosity, and they're going to want to know what it takes to get out there. And before you know it, everybody will all be out there walking around, and the organization will become a much better, much more transparent, much more fluid organization. And all because somebody was out there and took the time to walk around the organization, shake hands, say hello, ask some questions, see how things are happening. Well, listen, this is the first episode, and I'll be back next week with another episode. And I thank you for stopping by. My name is Dave Guerra, and the name of the book is The Walking Leader. And I'll put all that information on the show notes. Until next time, thanks a lot.